Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Speaking of opportunities, here you go, Titans, looking to go back-to-back. Saturday at Cbus Super Stadium. We'll get an update on who's leading who out here, but Mo Fotuaika is out with concussion. Joe Simpson in at prop. Dave Fifita named to start. They're doing their switcheroony all the time. Nelson Asifa-Solomona is named to start. We'll see what happens with that injury. He might have picked up on Anzac Day. Tyrone Wishart, he's going to start on the wing in place of the injured Xavier Coates. Bronson Garlick set to join the bench for his first game of 2024. What can you please set the scene at Cbus Super Stadium for Saturday afternoon, Tristan?
Yes, and Titans coming off that big win over in New Zealand. They come back on their home turf, and no, the girls, not only are they not running the team out, they actually won't be in attendance because Ash is going to some concert, which has me given me grave concerns about what I'll be dealing with on Sunday morning. But anyway, the Titans are big underdogs. They're $5 underdogs. The Storm are $1.18, and 14.5 is the line. We opened it at 13.5. Drifted out a point to 14.5, but there has been a push for the Titans once we've got over that number. 45.5 the total points. So if the Anzac Day matches are anything to go by and the recent record at Cbus when I was cheering on the unders, you'd expect there might be a few points in this game as well. But the Titans obviously aimed up and were very good in New Zealand. They've got to come back to Australia, though, and take on one of the form teams in the comp. So it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I think the key here is, for mine, I'm not convinced, even though they were strong in that last 10 minutes, that over 80 minutes against a really sharp top three team that are also strategically very clever at looking the video and tape of the last couple of weeks and isolating where they want to target, that the Titans can hold the Storm back under 30. And through their last five games, they've conceded 30 or more. I think they've got massive problems on either edge, in particular their left in defence. But notably, they also now lose Fotuaika in the middle, and that just compounds the problem with Tino out. I think they come off a high, getting that breakthrough win, being away last week, and they run a little bit of a risk of a letdown in against the Storm, who the last four times they've played the Titans, and it didn't matter where the venue was, they won by 13 points or more and put big scores through them. I think they found a little bit of confidence running away with that second half result last week on Anzac Day in Melbourne, putting 54 points through the Rabbits, and it could well have been closer to 70. I like the Storm. I think they win. I think they cover the margin. I think they're winning by 20 points or more.
Oof. Nice one, Jared. Hard to argue with you. The challenging thing for this one with the Titans is the four best players for the Melbourne Storm last week were their four spine players. They were all superstars. Harry Grant got back to form. Jerome Hughes has been in form. Cameron Munster was back to his best, even with that groin injury. And Ryan Papenhuyzen, still not back to what he was, but he's getting there. And you can throw in Nelson Asifa-Solomona, and he was probably their fifth best player. So that's what the Titans have to come up against. No Fotuaika puts extra pressure on that. Well done, their previous victory. But, you know, it's just you're dealing with a different kettle of fish here, aren't you? So I'll go the minus 14.5 for the Melbourne Storm. I'll take the $1.95 on that one. That's going to be an overs game as well. So just leave me out of that.